Hochikoma, this is what it means to say. Yehochikoma, that Ad Gamla Beglil means up until Gamla and Glil was had a wall around it. Rashi says it means Kol Yorisha Beglil Ad Gamla Hayu Mekefes Chaimim Yeres Yeshua. That's what it means to say. All the cities in Glil Ad Gamla and Ad Gedud Vieva Yadin up until Gedud Neva Yadin. Fechadid Vieina Vyushalayim. Yehuda. These were the cities in Yehuda that had a chaim around it. Rava says like this: Gamla beglil. When it says the Gamla was in Glil, means to say Lafuki Gamla b'sharotzes. This is another name. Gamla doesn't mean that city Gamla. It only meant the city Gamla that was in Glil. That was a city that had a chaim from Moshe Yeshua. And Gedud also there for Yadin. Lafuki Gedud is the Shirotzes. We have another city called Gedud someplace else. It's excluding that. It only meant the Gedud in the Yadin. Imuch, Dlaikon, the Kavasayu, the Yitzchok Lei, but other cities that only has one name, there's no other city like that name, we don't have to say those names. Those names of Pshita was known, those cities had a wall around it. These cities are, even though there are other cities with the same name, that those cities do not have a chayma, so you have to say, this is the Galil, this is the Evra Yadin. For the Markashi of Yishlaim, Mechlet Bots, Mashmi Yishlaim also, that the city had a chayma around it, is it true if you sell your house to like this cold sold, you lose it? I have a time you've learned. Asara Devon, Nem of Yishlaim, there are 10 things said about Yishlaim. Ein Habayis Cholet Bo. That if you sell a house in Yishlaim, it's never like lost, you can't sell it completely. Because there's no real bailiff, like Rashi says. Yishlaim was not nechle kol l'shvotim, wasn't given out. It belongs to the whole Klai Yisrael like. So nobody really has a right to sell it forever. So Yishlaim can't be cholot. Rashi says, Moshim l'chsiv, l'koynos l'deroysev. Once you sell it, it stays for you forever. And we hold that Yishlaim is l'nechle kol l'shvotim. Oman kul can be makna with you. So my answer is Enechanami. What I meant to say was, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, I mean to say, Ki Yerushalayim to Mekefes Chayma Miyemesh Yeshua Benun. Just means to say another city that has a wall around it like Yerushalayim, that had it from Yemesh Yeshua Benun, that's called the Era Chayma. But like Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim itself. The Yibu Yerushalayim itself, and Abayas Cholet Bo. If you sell the house, it will not get lost because you're not a Bailam in Yerushalayim, it doesn't really belong to you. So you can't sell it like forever. V'ilu Hocham, Hashem, in other places outside Yerushalayim, is a Bayez Cholet then. If you sell the house, so Locher is the first year you have a right to redeem it back. If you do not redeem it back within the first year in the Chanami, then you lose out, you do not get it. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi like this, Rav Ashi Omar, Lavam Rav Yosef, did Rav Yosef say, Trei Kodesh Avi, that there are two cities called Kodesh. Is Akhenami Trei Yerushalayim? There could be the two different cities called Yerushalayim. And we're not talking about the famous Yerushalayim here. That talk is not Cholot. But there was another Yerushalayim, and that could be Cholot. Rav Gemara says, Tanya Rav Yishmer Rav Yosi. Loma Monach HaChom Meseilu. How can the Chom counted these, as says in the Mishnah, these cities are called Boti Yerushalayim? Shekesh'olu B'nei Agoyla. Because by the second days when Ezra came up back to Eretz Yisrael, Motzael, we found these cities, the Kitchum, and he's Mekadosh these cities. That's from the first Masech, the Shuras, how he's the Mekadosh there, the Shtei Toidus, the Shir, or Bot Yadina, Mahalchim, Shtei Toidus Achreim. The Kitzah, this Avul, like Mar says, Avul Rishonis, but the other cities, Botlu, it was Botlu the Kedusha. Misha Botlu Kedusha Saretz, and when Chayasa wanted to go, was left after the Churban in the first base of Migdash, the Kedusha went off Eretz Yisrael, and Saba this time holds that Kedusha Rishon, the Kedusha that was put into Eretz Yisrael through Yeshua, and through David and Shleiman, was Kitcha L'Shaitav L'Kitcha Las Lovay. It was only Kedusha then when they were there, but not Las Lovay. Meaning to say, once Klal Yisrael left, it's the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha went off. So later when Ezra came up, in the time of Bayis HaShani, when they started to build then, so he was Mekadosh the cities. So kids in the Bayis HaShani, only these cities have Kedusha Boti Yerachayma. Because the Loch of Boti Yerachayma only applies in Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha Saretz. So therefore it says only these cities, because these cities received the Kedusha the second time. So this is Raminu, I have a Steven now in Rabbi Shmuel. Raminu. Here we have another place that says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Here he says, V'chi Elu Bavad Hoyu, was it only this city that received Kedusha? For like Shvan Nehman, the Pesach says, Shishimir, it was 60 cities, Kol Chebel Agav, all the streams to Agav, Kol Elu Omer Mitzurah, fortified cities, like a lot of cities received Kedusha, not only these. If so, he says Rabbi Shmuel, and Allah Marachom, and how come the counted these cities? Because it was like this, Kishon Bnei Agoyla, when they went up by the second bayis, Motsu Elu V'Kitchum, they found these cities in the Mekadosh, these cities. For the Mekadosh Kitchum, what do you mean is Mekadosh them? Or I mean, you just said before, the Lord Tzurichnu L'Kitchinu, you don't have to be Mekadosh them. Because here it's Mashmiel that the Dusha Rishayna was not Botla. Elu rather Monam, they just counted them. That's all Monam. Elu Motsu was, Imotsu Elu Monam. Not only these, any city that you know for sure you have a Meseris on, you have a Sechah from your father, that any city in Eretz Yisrael that you know for sure had a wall around at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, is called Mitzvah and Hegesbo. All these mitzvahs of Bot Yerachem apply to it. Why was the Mishmah hold like this? Because here he says, if Neshekdusha Rishayna is Kitchol Shaita, the kitchen lost a lovely. The first kedusha was kaddish then, and kitchen lost a lovely. So it's a theory of Rabbi Shmuel. Here we have Rabbi Shmuel saying the kedusha was kitchen l'shaita. The kitchen lost a lovely. The kedusha is still around now also. That's why now, even after the Bayis Hasheni, even cities that they weren't mekadosh them, they didn't have to be mekadosh them then. It has the first kedusha that still has lacha but the Yerachayma. And before we said no, only these cities, the ones that were Mekadosh the second time. But all the first Kedusha was bottled. So it's a theory in Rabbi Shmuel. Moritz says, Iboisim, one tells could be, Trey Tanoim, believe with Rabbi Shmuel. In a time, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, exactly what did Rabbi Shmuel have to say? Iboisim, another Pshat could be, Chad Minai was Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yossi Yomru. They weren't Rabbi Shmuel, there was Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya wrote like this. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi Yomer. The pasuk says, "Asher loy chayma." The mashman had a wall. Sidash and zafal pi shein lo yachshav. Even though right now there's no wall, voy lekaydem lechein. But they had the wall before. It's enough. So, Lechuri was making a tushdel who had did kedusha also. That any city, as long as it had once had the kedusha, even though it's after the churban abayis, still the kedusha is still there. Sabi Rabbi Lozer svara. So he's the one to say the first kedusha is still around. Yeah. The other Gemara says, My time demand yom kedusha rishon and kitchen l'shaita v'lo kitchen los lovei. What shan the first Rabbi Shmuel we had? It's mashma. The first kedusha is bottled. It's not here anymore. Why does he hold like that for? Why does he say it's lo kitchen los lovei? He says the chesiv dash from the pasuk that says the chesiv. It says Nehemiah. Vayasu bnei agoyla. The bnei agoyla now when they came up the second time, hashovim min hashvira came back from the captured ones. Sukkos, they made sukkos over there. It says v'yoshu v'sukkos, and they sat inside the sukkah. Ki lo yosu mimei Yeshua ben Nun. Cain bnei Yisrael, but the bnei Yisrael did not do this when they went up by Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. So it's like this. V'tehei simcha gedoyim l'miyot, and it should be a big simcha. So the question was, Efshe bo David v'lo yosa sukkah, the possible on David, he didn't make sukkahs. Adshe bo Ezra, was Ezra the first one that made sukkahs? So what does it mean to say, V'yasa b'nei v'il l'ashom v'nei shri sukkahs, v'yeshma sukkahs, lo yosa v'yosa, it wasn't made before. What do you mean they didn't make sukkahs before? Elu rather means like this, that the makish b'yosa b'mei Ezra, l'b'yosa b'mei Yeshua. The Zekashit to say that the same way they came up in, by Yeshua's times, that's where they came up now by Ezra. Meaning to say this, Ma b'yosem b'mei Yeshua, just like when they first came up in Yeshua's times. Manu shmitin v'yoyvlois v'kitshu arichaymam, that they had a what? They started to count then shmita and yoyvl, and they had to make a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael to give it a din of both the arichaymam. Is that b'yosem b'mei Ezra? The same thing when it went up the second time, and Bimei Ezra was also the same time. Manu Shemitah, they started to count Shemitah, the Yevus and Yevus, the Kitchua Rechayma, and they had to be Mekadesh, the Yor Rechayma. Rashi says, Elamakish Biyosu and Yezra, Tokilo Yosu, Lava Sukkot, and I'm not going back to Sukkot itself. I've already had Sukkot before. Halachi Kama, Kilo Yosu, Mashosu, Achshu, Mimais Yeshua, Omaniyu, Kedusha Soros, they didn't do yet what was done before. They haven't started over again to make a new Kedusha right now. The Pasuk says, they came in Teretz, this is the first time they came in Teretz, so they made a Yerusha. It means, Makish Yerushoscho, Yerusha Savasecho. Rashi says, V'yavecha Shomatecho, V'shuvim el agolos mishtoi kruad, Yechsev liyel minei, V'shom Shomatecho, Shvuzcho v'yamecho. And here it falls on even the second time, after they came back from Golos. So if so is the Hekish, the second time to the first time, to say, Ma Yerusha Savasecho, this is the first time when the Avos came in. V'chidish kod v'am halalu, they had to make Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and they had a Kiddush that started Yerglis and Shemitahs, is after Yerushoscha, the same thing, the second time they're coming in now, is also the Kiddush called Dvar Malalu. You have to have all this Kiddush, meaning in a family. You have to make a new Kedusha, you have to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason to say that you have to make a second Kedusha. V'idach, Rav Gemara, the one that says, no, you don't need a second Kedusha. V'idach, what does it mean to say, rest of the V'idach, the Yerlom ki lo yosu asukas, goes back on sukas. For lav sukas, mamish, not that they didn't have sukas, el the boy Ezra rachma yitzro de avoy de zara, that Ezra should have been mispalol to the vato li yitzro de avoy de zara. And it was given over to them. What the Gemara says, viduch, means like this, the boy rachma al yitzro de avoy de zara, u batle, that he was davened to Hashem to take away the yitzro of the avoy de zara. The oigin sukhos yu alayu ki sukam, and his choshev to protect him, just like Sukkis. Rashi's Kisuko, Kilo Yosu Dovazev Yimei Rindus Yimei Yeshua. Vayel Bekofed Kroa, Liyad Kuru Yeshua Tzfei Meachrayim, Mekomak Tila Beloshin Genai. Yeah. But it says that what behind you, this is the Kokofed Kroa Levayi, the term Posse was Makal Pon Yeshua. The Bechol Duch Teksiv Yeshua, over it says Yeshua. Vokh Teksiv Yeshua, here it says Yeshua. Because it's like this. Bishleima Moshe Leboi Rachmei. Bishleima Moshe Rabbeinu was not mispalel to take away the eight Zorah for Avoy de Zorah. They have his chusa there, it's wrong. They didn't come with Eretz Yisrael yet. So it wouldn't help his tefillah. Eli Yeshua, but by Yeshua, to have his chusa there, it's wrong. When he came with Eretz Yisrael, Amayla Leboi Rachmei should have been mispalel Rachmei Maklai Yisrael that the eight Zorah of Avoy de Zorah should go away. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. But not that you had to make a second Kedusha. Because this sheet holds that the Kedusha Rishon was Kishon L'Shaita, the Kishon L'Avoy. So Nechman, you did not have to make another Kedusha. So here was only Shiloh, the Sukkot here means Sukkot Mamish, like, to Mevatel the Eighth Torah.
Yeah. Alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.
What was my thoughts? So Mashma, we said before, there's the Hekish, that the second Yerusha is just like the first one. So it should be Mashmi, you should have to make a new Kedusha now. So Moshe said, no, how can come? This is what the Pasuk means to say. Kivun the Yoshua Vesecho, Yoshua is at. That once the fathers, but once they made the first Kedusha, that Kedusha is going to help even for the second time also. Meaning to say, the first Kedusha was Kitchen L'Shaita, the Kitchen L'Asa Lavoi. That Kedusha will never go away. That was a question of me, Mani Shemitim. For Yerbis Hashtra, is it true that we count Shemitah? And Yerbis now, is this true? Rashi Smur says, Hashtra. Misha Hasta, Misha Gol, Lusheva Gruva, Lusheva God. Fechat, Lusheva Menashe, Bot Luyevres, so that's the Locha. You only count Yevres when Rav Klaius was in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Shevet of Ruvain and God, the Chachamur, left Eretz Yisrael, that was during the first Bayis even. Hashem, B'mei San Cherev, it was Bot Luyevres, is so Ezra by Ezra. They say the pasuk says by the chsidei kol akol ki echad abo rebuya apayim b'sheish meos hashishim hevei money. Like when Ezra came up, it wasn't even Rav Klai Yisrael. Not all of them came up to Eretz Yisrael. So you didn't have Rav Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So for sure there should not be Yodlis by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So what is Rav Nechanami? Moran says, the Tanya learned like this. This part of the Kashi, the Tanya we learned, that Mishagol is Shevet Ruvah, Mishavet God, the Chata Shevet Ramadashah, is Batli Yodlis. That's when it was Batli Yodlis. Shneva the Pesach says, Ukros and draw boeth lechol Yisrael. The when we have the parsha of Yovel Noig, when everybody's living in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman shekol Yisrael, when everybody living in Eretz Yisrael, but v'lo Bizman shegalut miktsasim, not when some of Klai Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael. If so, so by Ezra's time you didn't have whole Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be any Yovel then. Yochai, I would have thought to say Yehoyu Aleha v'hein miyavin. Let's say the whole Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, so as the Shvatim were mixed up, not living in their own place. That means, let's say Shevet Binyamin Yehuda, Binyamin got mixed up with Shevet Yehuda, but Shevet Yehuda Binyamin. I would have thought maybe Hayyavel made would be a Binyamin. Tom Lehman, the person is no, Lechol Yeshvah. They just say this man, She Yeshvah Ketikunin, only when they're living there in a normal way. To lay this man, Shemi Yavin, not when they're mixed up. So the kids said, the Klai Yisrael, even mixed up the different Shvatim, there's no Din Yovel. So how could we say that the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was Yovel, the whole Klai Yisrael wasn't there? Only a few of them went up. Not even all of them. Yeah. So my answer is, Avraham Nachum Yitzchok, Mani Yovelois Lekadosh Mitzvah. Ein Echnami. The real din of Yovel was not knowing the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that they didn't free the Avodim. But Negev, we have to know when Shemitah is. Like Shemitah is every 7th year, and when you finish a cycle of 7 of them, then the 50th year is Yovel. So not that Yovel has special lechus, ruchus Yovel, but had a lechus for Shemitah. That you don't start counting the next first year Shemitah, not the 50th year, but the 51st year. That's why there was no way to count Yovel to know when the Shemitah would be. So the rest of that's a machlokes. Like let me give you a Hanukkah, that's good, the Rabbanim, the Yom, they say, Shemaz Chamishim Eina Min Aminyin. For the 50th year is not Min Aminyin. But only Rabbi Yud, the Yom, he has here, Shemaz Chamishim Eina Lakan Lakan. He has the very count is 7 Shemitahs, 49 years. And the 50th year, that's Yovel. But the 50th year is only Lakan Lakan, it has a lot of Yovel. And it's also called the first year of the next Shemitah. It's so normally, the Shemitim Sagi. So what do I have to count Yovel for? Yovel doesn't take up an extra year for Shemitah. It's always every 70 year of Shemitah. So when I said, Shri Nechmami, Havadot Mekreb Yudah. This is why it says that they counted Yovel as not Mekreb Yudah. Because in the Bible it says, Shemi, really did Yovel wasn't made. So we only counted the Yovel to know exactly when the end of the cycle would be, like when the 50th year to say, we don't start the next Shemitah, but say the 51st year. So that's not Mekreb Yudah. Because according to Yudah, the 50th year itself, it's the beginning of the next Shemitah. Yeah. So that's in the tree of the Lomani Shemitah and the Yovel, they didn't count Shemitah and the Yovel. As you said, the passage says, Mikait Shev Hashem, Tishnachu Yisha Sachif, Hizi, Ashim Chulacho. The passage says, Yimi Yom, and the Bible says, Shem, the Mashal, we keep Shemitah and the Yovel, they freed them. The reading of them, Mikait Shev Hashem, and the Tzidah Vokka Sheshonim, the Nakhon Yitzchak, Shesh, the Nimkai, the Shev, the Mitzvah, means that the Mitzvah works into Shemitah. To Yovel. So much for the work of Parashah of Yovel. So we said, no, even the Chokha says, the Tam Techokha.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.